The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
And five. Four, hey, three, hey. Two. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the I'm Game of That Shit.
That chick ain't it.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Banners, banners, banners on 2024. Summer hours are over. The squad is back. Bang, bang, bang. We're back. Kids are back in school. I just drove by the school.
Man,
the kids was,
that line was
shuffling.
Crazy.
Traffic is back.
Is Josiah already back?
You go back tomorrow.
Oh, my kids got two more weeks off.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Joe go back tomorrow. Isaiah start college next week.
Aww. You going to take him? You going to drop him off?
No!
When does he move into his situation?
He moves into his room that he lives in.
So he's not.
No. Okay. Too much.
Okay.
Too soon.
Okay.
You got earrings. You got car. You got chest out.
I said, don't know how to button shirts no more.
He got chest out. And he was
up through the Caribbean.
And he was flexing up. I was like, you need to relax.
Yeah, he was
the boys are competing because Isaiah has 8-pack. Mm-hmm. And Joe has been striving. And Isaiah has been telling him, it's genetic. Mm-hmm. Like, there's nothing you can do. Joe was like, I can be bigger than you.
He said, I bet you I will
be. I bet you I'll be 140 to your 120.
Uh-huh.
And Joe's solid as a rock. And that's also part of genetic. That boy built like a Mack truck.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all through the Caribbean.
Your daddy did that. Your daddy.
Shirt. I didn't do that part. All that you see is Marshall. I gave them dimples.
Yeah.
Humor. But that stomach. That's Melissa, that's her mama, that's her dad. Both of her parents are in great shape, especially when they're young.
Yeah.
Mom are, and Melissa was track body. Melissa still has abs to this day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but me.
They hide up in it. They hide.
Turn the light off.
They said, we're going to hide.
And I don't feel no way about it. I'm telling you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to swim with no T-shirt on.
Period.
Everybody is your problem. I see it all the time.
Them days, we really did that in real life. Swam damn near fully dressed. About to drown.
I remember as a kid, I was like, now this is just dumb. Because everybody else in the pool is like, y'all look stupid and look at my body.
I got on a whole swimsuit and then a whole men's T-shirt trying to cover up my ass. For why?
And when we was, the boys, it was going outline anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
That shirt was like, whoo, that's worse than just the having the stuff.
They're like, no swimsuits, wet T-shirt contest
exactly
for you, young lady.
My sister used to remember, you know, like the gowns?
Yeah.
She had to wear that. I'm like, bro, y'all going to kill these people.
Yeah, she going to drown. We had a pool for one very short period of time behind one of our houses. Well, it was our pool. And I had a swimming party for my birthday. And seeing all of us looking like a goddamn on Hanes Her Way ad in all these damn T-shirts. Oh, so dumb. So dumb.
So anyway, let me tell you what I'm not doing ever again.
What?
Going on a cruise.
Cruises are tough.
I had the worst time.
Really?
7 days.
That's a lot. 7 days is a lot.
I'm going to tell you this. 7 days is far too long. We never went more than five. We went on the Wonder of the Seas, which has 9,000 people.
Correct. That's one of the bigger ships.
Yes. The food was not good.
Correct.
And you are stuck. And let me tell you how bad. So the first day we went to like little Playmakers bar and the wings was off. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's probably cool. And it was a pay. Usually the things you pay for on the
cruise. Wait a minute. This wasn't an all-inclusive cruise ship.
It was. But then they have payable restaurants in addition.
Okay.
And those usually taste a little bit better than like the Windjammer Cafe and all that stuff. And I'm talking about every cruise I've been on outside of the Carnival one, which I knew, and that was for the kids. The food was good. I've been on Royal. That was my fifth time. Went on Norwegian. I'm talking about food was good. It is my belief you cannot feed 9,000 people on an ocean quality food.
I can agree.
Jesus didn't even do that much.
Mm. He was on the ground.
He's like, listen,
he had a fish fry.
I might have one limit in me. You
yeah,
know?
He, and yeah. The folks said it was cat. It was swat. Mm-hmm. Quiet as kept, it was swat.
I thought it was whitey.
Yeah, might have been whitey.
I thought it was whitey.
Might have been food for less. Okay, mm-hmm. What you believe was tilapia man-made. That's what I'm telling you.
It was that Walmart rollback.
You ain't never seen no tilapia in the wild. Yeah. Ain't never seen no tilapia. So
what if we saw it one day? It was so, like,
no way.
And he like, nigga, don't tell nobody. Farm raised.
Yeah.
So now the second day, Angel, I'm trying to be healthy. You know I'm 270.
Uh-huh.
Actually, I weighed myself to go zip line. I was 267.
Come on!
But that was the second day of the cruise. Okay. Had I went back then, I do believe.
You'd be back I'd over
back
the
to my normal yeah. 270.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to eat a Caesar salad, Angel. I eat a Caesar salad. And I'm talking about I throw up instantly, violently. And the lettuce had tasted weird.
Was Caesar there?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay. What's that stuff? Sorry. Would you say
Sorry,
with Caesar?
Go ahead, Kev. Because you could have asked
Did
him.
Did Caesar live here?
Let me talk to Caesar.
Is this the real Caesar's Palace?
What is this?
But Melissa was like, the lettuce tastes weird. I was like, it does. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be eating. I actually do be eating a lot of Caesar salad.
What's that stuff that be on lettuce that be killing, that be making? It's not E. coli.
Yes, E. coli.
E. coli
be on that. E. coli. And I'm talking about violently. And that was the second day. So now I'm just like... And the wings, I'm eating the wings, the bones breaking in the middle. Terrible. I had...
Bones is breaking?
Bones breaking.
There was toothpicks in there.
Angel. So I'm going to tell you that I had four good meals mm-hmm. the entire week. Mm-hmm. Two of those were the two times we got to get off the boat. I had, boy, we had oxtail, rice, and pea. Mm-hmm. All this Jamaican food in St. Martin. We were in, I think it's called Amelie. And I'm talking about, first of all, black people are black all over the world. Mm-hmm. I know race, ethnicity, nationality, I feel you.
Uh-huh.
But when I was in the Caribbean eating macaroni and cheese, that was nigga macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
We watched High on the Hog.
We tied together.
Yeah,
we
they had a little together. Red sauce on there. I said, oh, y'all got some sprinkle sprackle.
Sprinkle.
But Joe ate an entire plate of macaroni after his first meal. Them Caribbean, boy, when I tell you, they had some honey dip fried chicken. I said, now, there's some nigga in this.
You said, can y'all come on this ship and cook for us?
I would have paid big money. Now, you know them slave ships, all they did was drop us off all across the... Where you from is just a different stop.
Yeah.
That's why if you go to... when we was in Portugal, it was black folks all up and through there.
Yeah.
Brazil, all kind of black folks. The Caribbean, all black. You made it all the way to America, then you was capital B black.
They shuffled us out like cars.
Absolutely.
They dealt us out. Here 1, you go.
1,000%. And then we went to,
Come on, you can do
it. It's a half French, half Haiti? Dutch island.
No. Nope. Oh my
God. St. Martin. It's half.
St. Kitts and Nevis?
It's over there with them. It's half French, it's half Dutch. What is that country?
Does it start with a saint at all? They said St. Martin.
Aruba?
Oh, Saint no, that Thomas? Is St. Martin. Thomas? I'm sorry. It's St. Martin. St. Martin. Didn't know that, by the way.
That was half French, half Portugal, half Dutch?
Half Dutch, half French. They have a French side and a Dutch side.
That's like Haiti and Dominican. That's one island.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That is one gigantic island.
Yeah.
One side is French. And speaks from a French language. Yeah. And the other one from a Latin.
So I'm over here like Googling. I'm saying, okay, so these are Afro-Dutch people. Mm.
That's a very interesting combo.
Afro-Dutch.
They got the Stroop waffles.
Yeah, exactly. The Danish West Indies is, you know, St. Martin. Anyway, we over there eating oxtail again, rice and pea, eating full fish, delicious. Royal Caribbean had a hibachi place on there that was good. But I will say, let me just say, and I'm sorry, I don't need the show.
We just did this on Sunday, and we said the same yesterday.
Just bring the plates
man,
out.
I don't need it, out. Man. I don't. It takes so much
long. I don't want to have to give you all of my focus.
My food. You're playing in my food.
All that and be like, here's some rice. You'd be like, God, where's the
and
chicken?
And on the trip, they can't even do fire.
What?
Oh, because it's a hazard.
Hazard, Titanic. And so now you're doing all this ting, 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 ting.
Okay. We quite.
Choo-choo.
Come on, man. I done seen it. I seen it. The first time I went. It was
cool. Oh, heartbeat. Boom, 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 boom. Choo-choo train.
Ain't no new tricks.
There's no new
tricks. It's like praise dancing now. We seen it all.
They be spinning it.
Cool, man. Fry up the stuff.
When they throw the food, too, for people to catch it in their mouth, I'm like, no. You're not going to sit here and throw this damn food around. We just went to Hibachi on Sunday, and it was quiet when we got in there. Marcus was like, oh, my God, they don't do the show. We were like, yes. The man came over. He said, are you ready for the show to begin? I was like,
can I pay extra and you just cook
just
it?
Shut the fuck up and cook my food.
Cook it quiet.
And do it fast.
Cook it quiet. Oh. Just I'm gonna pay $20 more per person. Because you take it. My thing is, it takes longer to do the
you're
show.
In there for 2 hours.
It was legit to, I want to leave this place.
You know what else pisses me off? I'm sorry about Hibachi. If you're there with other people, right, that you don't know, and they give them the extra of the overage.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, you see me over here, big.
Big as all outside.
Give me them extra scoops of damn rice. Give me, there's extra shrimp. That shrimp better be on my goddamn plate is what I'm saying.
Come around this side of the table first.
Yes. Put it over here. This time we took up the whole table, and so it was just like,
and I don't like eating next to people I don't know like that.
Well, you don't, you don't like to do like
much. Dude, was on my arm.
People.
And he was like,
especially
the dude
cruise people.
Bro, yes! The dude was, the chef was making, he was making the mixed vegetables. So he's making the rice on the side, and he's making the mixed vegetables. The dude was like, I don't want the vegetables in the rice. The chef was like, huh? He was like, I don't want the vegetables in the rice. He was like, What do you mean? He was like, the stuff you're mixing up, I don't want it in the rice. He was like, I don't put it in the rice. I just make it on the side. Or just don't put none in the rice. He's like, I'm not going to. And I'm just like,
shut up. Shut up talking to me. But Hibachi is the only food that you can typically guarantee won't taste nasty.
That's
in those all-inclusive places. That's the one that I feel like that it will taste the way you think it's supposed to.
Yeah, I don't. All-inclusive, no.
Yeah, I've realized we can't do that no more.
I can accept a lot of things. I can't accept not eating good. And they was messing up meal after meal.
That's what they do.
Day
That's
after day.
They need a dang old masterclass at how to cook for people.
That's right.
Okay? Because let me tell you, the conversations that we have on this show be having me thinking, like we talked about Hibachi, right? And when I want to take a deep dive into, let's say, branding myself, I want to hear from the best. Luckily, I could do that with Masterclass. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass get you unlimited access to every instructor, and you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. There are so many amazing, amazing masterclasses that you can find that you would fall in love with. Build your confidence through humor with comedic icon Kevin Hart. Use improv to overcome your fears with Amy Poehler. Or turn your passion into achievements with the cultural icon Martha Stewart. And the classes really make a difference. 88% of members feel that Masterclass has made a positive impact on their lives. I really do enjoy Masterclass. Not only do I enjoy Masterclass for myself, I feel like it is such a great gift to give other people. When you're trying to think of something that is meaningful, that'll help the person, Masterclass is also a fantastic gift. Right now, our listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/thething.
The thing.
That's 15% off at masterclass.com/thething.
The thing.
masterclass.com/thething.
The thing. Also, forgot to say this. Church announcements. Bald Brothers in LA this Monday. Pull up.
You talking about virtually?
It physically.
Oh.
And let me tell you what, the last Ball Brothers sales. I'm going to tell you what. I said, okay, I got to promote. I got to do more. Uh-huh. I got to do more.
Oh, sales were?
Listen, people chose the black women.
Oh, okay. I clapped like, yay. No, oh, that's not what you meant. I was like, all right, Ball Brothers.
I almost grew hair again. Oh. I said, gulp. But they did pull up for the black woman, which was, if you, I felt like having two shows that close to
it's together, hard.
You're asking people to make a choice, and most people chose the black woman, which
is this. I bought it, but I haven't watched it. Is it still available?
It's still available.
Okay, I bought it though.
I don't even turn it off no more because it's now we don't have those comedians like worried about their set being burnt. Yeah. I just, once you buy it, it's, you can watch it.
Because I've been wanting to see Mel and everybody else.
Oh yeah, that's cool. So yeah, buy those tickets and then later on we'll talk about streaming. All right, let's talk about the Olympics.
Whoa, Olympics.
Let's first talk with Jordan Chiles. Have you been following this, Jordan Chiles?
And yes, why are they trying to take that baby's bronze medal from her? I know. I mean, she has to hand it over.
They recommended that she turn it back in. And let me tell you what, Jordan, if you're listening, I know you're a friend of the pod.
Is she?
That's my sorority, ain't she?
She goes right down the street at UCLA.
Yeah, that's my sorority.
I actually knew about her. I didn't know she was Jordan Chiles, but her, one of her routines went viral. Was it like last year?
Yeah, it was with all the popular music. Yeah. She also had Delta.
Yeah.
Across her chest.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose that voice?
Because that's how you represent.
So I remember her, and like me and Melissa were so into this whole fiasco. Yeah. And what it, if you don't know, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, Angel, because I know you probably did some research on your own. Uh-huh. From what I know, based on what Melissa and I's research is, the judges incorrectly scored Jordan's routine.
Was it a difficulty or the routine?
I think it was a difficulty.
There's two scores, right?
Yeah. I think it was a difficulty or a trick that they didn't have the difficulty correctly attributed to that trick.
It was one of her skills that they did not score the difficulty of that skill.
Correct.
That she pulled off.
Yes. And also remind me to say something about Simone Biles after that, about difficulty. So they incorrectly scored her, right?
Or was it Naya?
And the team, USA, said, hey, basically threw a challenge. I'm going to use the term challenge flag because it helps me. And said, hey, I think y'all got this difficulty wrong. And y'all need to score correctly. And correcting that difficulty moved her from fifth place to third place, right?
Uh-huh.
And then that's why, I don't know if you saw, there was a clip of the Romanian girl had her flag out, and then she, like, whipped her head around and saw the score and pulled her flag down.
Oh, that's got to suck.
Yeah, but sucks to be you. I'm sorry. You know when it's black folks, I'm going to choose a side. So that's what happened, right? So then what happened is the Romanian team filed another inquiry and was like, hey, we feel like one of our people, you said she stepped out of bounds and she didn't. And we feel like the team USA filed their inquiry late, right? Now, mind you, let's go back. The judges messed up the score to begin with. Had they correctly scored her.
In the moment,
yeah, there wouldn't have been a need for an inquiry, right?
Naya's the Delta.
Angel messed up. Jordan's not Delta.
They both go to UCLA. Okay. I just pulled the wrong baby out.
One of y'all was in with us.
What pleasure. Go ahead.
What pleasure. Go ahead. Come on. So then one of the governing bodies, there was a lot of acronyms. There was CAS, there was IOC, all kind of acronyms. But one of the governing bodies was like, oh, you're right. That inquiry came in 4 seconds late. It's supposed to happen within a minute after a routine. You have basically 1 minute to file an inquiry.
Correct.
So they were like, okay, I'm sorry. That inquiry was late. Therefore, you're going to revert back to your original score of 13, whatever, taking you back to fifth place. And we're recommending that you turn your medal in. So then Team USA is like, actually, we have video evidence that proves that not only were we not 4 seconds late, we were like
early. 13 seconds early,
right? To file the inquiry. That was necessary because you messed up first. Mm-hmm. Let's just never forget that part, right? Jordan didn't do nothing wrong. And then the governing body comes back and says, well, our rules state that once we made a decision, we can't change that decision in light of new information. And I said, this is what it feel like to be black in America. This is what we be saying.
The rules
don't be clear.
And they don't completely apply to everybody.
And when they do apply, they change them. Now, let me tell you why I brought up Simone Biles. Melissa was watching her, I believe it's called Rising, on Netflix. Netflix going crazy with all the versions of 24/7. Mm-hmm. They had Sprint, Rising. driving. They got swing for golf. They got hit it for tennis. Like whatever sport you in, they got a they got a show for you. So a couple years ago, they were like they're messing with Simone Biles' difficulty and making it harder for her to win. Do you know what they did? As described to me by my wife Melissa Fredericks, they basically said Simone Biles' tricks are so hard, and only she can do them. To make this more fair, they're going to lower the difficulty on this trick.
They do. They've done that throughout the history of gymnastics, though.
What are we even talking? That's why this is my big problem with sports that are purely judges, like. And gymnastics is the most, like boxing. I love boxing, but the one
you get knocked out.
That's and I love it to be so obvious. You can't. You know, if I knock you out, you don't get up in 10 seconds. It's over. Yeah. But a lot of it has to do with scoring and scoring. You have people. You have human error. You have bias. You have all that stuff.
Setting the curve.
1,000%. Gymnastics is boxing with no knockouts. Mm-hmm. It's all judges, and to be able to be like, oh, well. You know, and then here's what they do. They go, oh, the announcer, this is slight bias to me. Oh, the black gymnasts are so strong and powerful, violent, niggerish. They slip that niggerish
ignorant.
In.
Ignorant.
But the white gymnasts are elegant, graceful, dainty. And the thing is, power, remember Venus and Serena talked about this. They changed the tennis game with power and athleticism.
Yeah.
They was hitting the ball. The girl's like, God, what is this?
The ball is coming at you fast. And if it's coming at you, you get hit, you're hurt. And if it's not coming towards you, you're not going to make it.
1,000%. So now with Simone, like, yes, she's powerful. And she's flipping higher. And she's doing more and faster. And the same thing with Jordan. And the thing is, the girl, we talking about bronze. If I was Jordan Childs, I wouldn't give y'all a handful of gold medal flour.
you're
for sure not getting this medal. What medal? What are you talking about?
Well, I don't even know what you're talking about. I ain't never seen no medal. What you talking about?
We took the picture. They already took the picture like that. Her and Simone to the Brazilian girl.
Yeah.
Who she didn't have that uniform on. That's any other black girl I ever seen in my life.
Not only that, she don't even look like a gymnast to me. She looked like a regular. I watched her routine, and you know most of them they have the body of a gymnast. Yeah. She looked like a in shape chick just being like, let me see if I can.
You know that baby had 3 torn ACLs.
Can't believe these people are truly goddesses.
Truly,
I could stub my toe. The routine is f-ing over. I hit my toe. I'm so sorry. You would say they were like, Angel Moore has decided to forfeit this. She chipped her toenail and she cannot perform.
I like as a black person, it's like it's exhausting to play within the rules and then only have the rules change in front of you. Can never win if the governing body is constantly changing the rules to harm you. And this obviously we're talking about gymnastics, but you can talk about hiring, you can talk about real estate, you can talk about whatever promotions. That this is what it be like. And black folks, we know when stuff be happening, and we just be like, and there they go.
And there
you
they
know
go
that Shannon Sharp, like that's watching this happen to Jordan Childs. It's like,
it's kind of, the thing is that I'm like, what type of due diligence did they do to overturn what they had already put in place? Meaning, it's automatically, you can see, oh, we did forget to judge this skill in its difficulty level. Let's fix it. Okay, but no, they turned it in 4 seconds too late. What did y'all look at to figure out they did or they didn't? Like, how in the world could you all make that decision? Then there's evidence that shows that that decision is wrong. What did y'all look at? Were y'all just like, okay.
We want you to lose, okay? That's what they're saying.
They were like, Glow Real Estate is 7 p.m. Friday. That is 4 minutes too late. That I feel like that's what it had to be. Because I'm like, if there is video evidence, why didn't y'all look at that?
Right.
What did y'all
the
look at?
The thing that I could not believe, and I asked Melissa this because she, I'm talking about, there was a good 2 days where she read every article, watched the tape.
Like, what happened?
I said, you mean to tell me this all stemmed from them incorrectly judging her to begin with?
Correct.
If you judge her correctly, we not, because I was like, now let's be sure. Because I'm like, if they messed her up and if the girl on the list is like, no, if they judged everybody correctly the first time, no inquiries, no challenges, no time, she would have won. I'm like, this is crazy. What do you do? I mean, listen, again, no lie. This is me. You're never, I don't even know what y'all finna do. I'm gone. I'm at the house.
Yeah, they're
gonna knock on my door and be like, where's LeBron? It's in my mama's house.
Somebody stole it. That's exactly, y'all gonna have to make that white girl her own bronze medal.
Y'all got more bronze in the back.
Y'all gonna have to make it for her, but you're not gonna make me hand it over
to
you.
I wish a nigga would.
You're not going to make me do it.
And I'm not eating no romaine lettuce either. Rebecca Romaine, you're out.
Listen.
Stamos or not, Mystique.
Your stomach was prophesizing in the Caesar salad.
You're done. I learned my lesson with Caesar salad.
It rejected romaine.
Biscuits and bacon now.
Biscuits and bacon.
I'm not doing no Romanian deadlifts. I'm not going
None
to Rome.
Bronze maple turkey.
No,
give it to
Rome
me.
From Dormtainment. I can't rock with you right now for a little bit. Rome Greek Jr. because you got too many letters like Romania.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Let me tell you, to get back at them, Team USA, I would say in 2028, do not bring those girls here to compete. They should have some regular ass hoes like me. Be like, since y'all want to play in our face, we're going to play in y'all face. You're going to see this 44-year-old woman who cannot hold her own body
Just
weight.
Just do this at the end. As long as you do that at the end.
That's going to be me. Put me on them uneven bars and see what happens. See me struggling and sweating and farting. See me in my little Depends, because I'm going to piss myself.
Do it with that Pentecostal t-shirt over your gymnast stuff, because you know that holiness is still right.
Because that's the floor routine. It's going to be liturgical. All she's pulled off is a cartwheel and splits. We haven't seen any flips.
There she is, turking again. Pack. This is not being scored. We've told her millions of times she's getting no points for this.
But we're subject to watch it. Yes, you are, because you want to take that baby's bronze medal. You're going to watch me compete in every... I'm going to go put the powder on my hands as if it's going to help. I'm going to run at my full speed towards that damn pump. What is that thing called?
The vault?
Yeah, the vault. Just to be scared at the last minute. You are going to be subject to us in Fashion Nova bodysuits instead of real gymnast bodysuits because they're too expensive. That's what y'all going to get because y'all want to act stupid. We're in socks. We are in regular white athletic socks on this floor.
Oh, my God.
That's what I want.
You're going to be the Australian break dancer for gymnastics.
Listen, I did a video. I am encouraged today. You all will see me in the Olympics 2028. I looked up on ChatGPT what are the easiest sports for me to get into to compete in Olympics. And it agreed with me. It said, pistol or rifle. So I'm going to get good at it. And I'm competing. Or either that or the one where they...
Curling.
Or what's the thing where I dislocated your arm, threw your back out? Cricket?
Croquet? Cricket is in.
Yeah, one of them things.
Cricket's coming in the LA Olympics. Breaking is out. It took 10 years to get breaking in. And they
said,
were like...
Get that bullsh out.
I think they decided already, but even if they had... I was watching that lady in real... I was watching that in real time. Mm. First, I seen the little white girl with the do-rag. And also, NBC was taking them videos down.
They said, you will watch it here or nowhere.
God, dog. And my videos was doing great. I was watching a little Lithuanian girl with a do-rag on.
Uh-huh.
When I tell you, it fed my soul. That Australian lady. I said, this woman is out here playing around on global television.
And she had the face of a woman who was killing it. She was like... I want that type of delusion in my life always.
Girl, and I didn't see her in real time. I only saw clips.
Oh, I thought you said you saw her in real time.
I messed up. I was watching breaking. I saw the white girl. Uh-huh. I was watching. White and Asian.
Yeah, that's it.
There was a black dude. I was a black dude, Jethro.
Uh-huh.
And there was another black dude from France. But on the women's side, it was all white and Asian. But what happened, I was watching the Lithuanian girl on my laptop, and I'm seeing the Australian girl's videos coming through. Mm-hmm. I never saw. She did a kangaroo. Angel. Why would that ever happen in a break dance?
That is, I want to do it.
why would that ever be necessary in a breakdance?
Because in her mind, she was, I said, this is all y'all had to offer. Y'all should have just put a kangaroo up here. Just, that if that is it. Impressive. Yeah, just put a kangaroo up here to spin.
Get Steve Irwin's kids up here and just have them talk. Don't do no, because this lady, this Australia as a country, they usually do really well in swimming. Like, they're almost always competitive in swimming.
They swim from them sharks.
They got a lot of ocean. Yeah.
They got a lot of ocean.
And they got a lot of sharks out there, so they got to be faced.
But their whole country got to be embarrassed. That's the only thing anybody's talking about in...
breaking and
when it comes to Australian Olympics.
Because that was... I don't think we... Other than that little... I don't know what country she is from.
Who? The red girl?
No. The girl who ran... the race against all them fast people and skipped over.
This wasn't the Somalian girl. That was before.
I know it wasn't this Olympic. Yeah,
she said. That started going viral again, too.
Other than that, we have never seen anyone that has been put against other, like, very qualified people and so sorely stick out. Like, why did you show up? She got 0 points, first of all.
Zero points.
Zero, like, how did she not cry? Or was she like, that's what I thought? That's, I didn't see her spin on her head not one time.
She didn't do none of the stuff that's, all she did was the pre-breaking
that's
stuff.
And with the face. Bitch. That's not.
She did this with the fish thing?
Oh, with the Chris Brown?
I said, ma'am, get up. Get up!
She might as well have done the wobble. And that would have been wobble, baby. If she would have did that, then we would have been like, at least we know what dance routine you're doing.
Angel, it was embarrassing, but it has, that's the one clip that Peacock NBC cannot get taken down because people keep putting it up.
And she was just like a mechanic. That also didn't help. And I wonder what that Asian girl who was on the stage with her was thinking. I wonder if she was thinking, what, is that it?
You know, white people.
For me, it made me go, Angel, now is your time.
Because who can watch that and say, why not me? You can get zero.
That's all. I don't want to get on the thing. The boop, boop, boop. What's that? The podium?
The podium.
I don't want... I just want to be in the room and sweat. And that's all she did. She said, I'm going to be here and I'm going to sweat. Now, listen. I know she's probably going through a lot after hearing all this. And I hope she has a therapist to talk to.
She'll need somebody.
And if she doesn't, I hope she goes to Talkspace. It could be very challenging to find and meet a therapist that is the right fit. What I love about Talkspace is that it is truly accessible so that you can really personalize the type of treatment that you want. And you're able to get that treatment wherever you are because it's done online. So you can do it from anywhere at any time. And you can afford it because a lot of times therapy is not accessible because of the cost. But Talkspace removes that barrier. Therapy can be costly, but Talkspace is affordable and an in-network with most insurance providers. Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, makes getting the help you need easy, accessible, and affordable. I absolutely loved my experience with therapy. It was life-changing for me in real time. Not only was it helping me with current issues that were sitting in front of me, it helped me actually work through things that I didn't realize were holding me back from my past. Talkspace therapy and psychiatry are covered by many insurance plans and employers. Most insured members pay a copay of $30 or less. You can easily sign up online and get paired with a licensed provider that's the right fit for your needs, typically within 48 hours. You can also switch providers at no extra cost. Talkspace makes getting help convenient because you can take your appointments from the comfort and privacy of your home or, heck, your car. You can even talk it out between sessions by sending messages to your therapist. Talkspace provides personalized treatments for individuals, couples, the LGBTQIA plus community, veterans, and teens. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K,
yeah. And enter promo code SPACE80.
Face 80. Face 80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
And enter promo code space 80.
Face 80.
And to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
Promo code space 80.
Space 80.
But yeah, I once I saw it, I really was motivated. I was just like, I want to go to the Olympic. That, first of all, just to say you're an Olympian, for me, I've won.
Ever.
I'm Olympian.
That's Grammy nominated, but different. Like, you don't have to be a medalist.
Right.
A lot of people ain't medalists.
Oh, yeah, most people ain't.
Majority. Most people ain't Olympians. If even few are medalists.
Come on.
So, Olympic angel, you the red in the red ring.
If the United States said we will let you represent us in this activity, I'm not gonna act right. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm gonna get a tattoo of the ring somewhere on me, bloop bloop over my nipple, and I'm gonna show up. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas, and that's exactly what I would do.
That's what the white girl said. She said right before she came on stage.
She's like, sometimes you gotta pop out and show kangaroos.
You know what's funny, Angel? I went to her Instagram to make fun of her. She has better breakdancing videos on her Instagram.
I've heard multiple times that she actually is not terrible. But for some reason, she said, let me find the worst routine that's ever been made before and let me put that in front of the world.
So I'm
going
to put in front of the people.
Yeah. She was like, because I bet you they'll remember me. When I come in 10th, regardless, well, she came in 16th. But if I were to just come in 10th with this good routine, nobody's going to remember me. But if I soar to the bottom, they will always remember.
Soar to the bottom.
That baby torpedoed.
She's the most memorable moment for me.
Yeah.
Good or bad. And there's a lot of great moments. Did you watch?
I got to watch a lot, but I didn't get to like focus like I would normally because I was still traveling a lot. My favorite was Quincy Hall.
Quincy Hall.
Oh my God, today.
There was track coaches on my timeline that were like, he broke every rule about keeping your form, keeping relaxed, and it doesn't matter. He was.
Listen, I was like, I said, this looks terrible as I'm watching it. I said,
that's how you. You're not supposed to move your head.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do your arm. But you're not supposed to lose either. Angel, that's what he looked like.
I said, there's a pit bull chasing this man. That has to be what is happening.
Wait, Quincy Hall?
Yeah, Q Hall.
Who's the Quincy that was the 4x4 baby?
I don't know who the 4x4 baby is. He was the 400.
No, yeah. Who am I thinking? Was there two Quincy's? You right, but now in my mind there's another Quincy.
There might be another one.
Who's the baby? Quincy Wilson. Mm. Quincy Wilson was the baby. Quincy Hall was the man.
So we were pointing out to my son, Marcus. I was like, first of all, notice if you want to be a fast black man, what's the first thing you need to have?
A grill.
No, a gold chain.
Yes.
I was like,
since Michael Johnson.
I was like, you see all these men? That lets you know they fast. So when we see in Quincy Hall, Marcus said, he got two chains. He said, that's too much. I said, I don't think so. I'm not sure. And then as he began to run and we got to see what was happening in his mouth, I was like, oh, he's got tops and bottoms.
And that helps you. Aerodynamically, the gold helped the wind come. Because if you don't have gold, it go in your teeth. It's go you slow.
Yeah.
With the grill, it go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That man came out of nowhere and walked them people like a dog.
And you, listen, they're all Olympic 400 sprinters.
Yes.
This ain't a relay. You, that last 150, he said, I don't care. Like, if you took a picture of this, I'd be like, there's no way he wins. No, but the thing is, they not going faster.
No,
this made him go faster.
The light's about to come on, and my mama about to whip my ass. If I'm
see,
not
them
on the
kids
porch.
Don't grow up like that no more. They ain't had a you racing the street light. You racing electricity itself.
Yes.
You racing somebody doing this.
That already happened at the facility. He got to speed past that.
That light's coming on down the neighborhood. Your mama standing with the belt. I see you, Quincy. You better shake that.
And the pit bulls are still behind us.
And pit bulls.
Yeah.
And all that's going to come on as well. Correct. You want to see the theme song.
Yes.
You got a lot riding on this, Quincy.
All of these things are happening. And Quincy said, I will not lose.
I know a pastor went. Woo, y'all lucky I don't have a church. I would have went.
You have
dumb.
A church right here. I don't care
how far the devil thought he had, or how far behind. But the Bible says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. It may be ugly. It may not be standard. You may lose your form, but you might have to shake your head a little bit. You might have to wave your arms a little bit. You might have to click your goals in and push them down at the bottom. But you see that finish line. You better pray. The devil gonna pray. You better pray. Turn the mark. I know. I got to be in the hall of righteousness. Quinceañera is when you turn 15. Josh knows it. Spanish guy.
Hola. Arrivederci.
That's Italian. Arriba is Spanish. She said arrivederci.
Arriba, arriba.
I would have, boy, we would have shouted good on Sunday. I would have said, put it up on the TV.
Put a show us, man.
Do a gift.
See, everybody else is giving 99 and a half.
Lord, but really?
That's it.
Try to make it, honey.
Because 99 and a half won't do.
Satan tried to tell. And listen, you know what else? Watch this.
Now watch this.
Hold on, let me double check my Bible.
Go
was
in
it,
there.
Who was with Potiphar? Was it Joseph in Potiphar's house?
Oh, my God. Today.
Was that Joseph in Potiphar's house?
I thought it was T.D. Jakes.
And the Potiphar's wife. Come on and double check me on my Bible. Was it Potiphar's wife? Joseph in his coat. Come on, correct me. Potiphar's wife?
Joseph? It is Jacob. And his 12 sons, so it's Joseph.
Joseph and the Potiphar's wife.
Joseph was falsely accused.
She was falsely accused.
He was falsely.
She grabbed on his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got to get off me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes sin gonna try and grab you up.
Mm-hmm.
He said, ho, get off me.
Uh-huh.
And you got to run from that sin.
Ha!
Joseph said, I'm not gonna be caught up with the Potiphar's wife. Potiphar's wife was thick. They don't tell you about that in the Bible. She was sitting on that donkey. That's what it said.
Yeah.
So Potiphar's wife thick. He said, who that not? But he said, I got to run.
Yeah.
I can't let her get there and slide that coochie across me.
Yeah.
I got to shake off the devil.
Yeah.
Take off the coat.
Yeah.
Come on, touch your neighbor. Say, ho, get off me.
Ho, get off me.
Y'all don't let me get no church. I'm a priest just like that. Say, ho, get off me.
Ho, get off me.
Ho, get back.
Yeah.
I don't care who you. Come on, you're going to have to run out of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because when sin catches you, come on. All over the building we're standing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All over the building we're standing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
K-O-C-E-G-L-O-C. When sin catches you.
Yes, yes, yes.
My God, when sin catches you, it's going to keep you longer than you want to be kept.
Catches you.
It's going to take you further than you want to go.
It will keep you.
Run out of there!
Like glue when sin catches you. You can't wash it off like herpes too. When sin catches you. Yes, full dumb.
Full dumb. Now, before we move on from the Olympics, we got to talk about Noah Lyles.
Oh, that baby.
Oh, can we talk about basketball too?
We're going to talk about that basketball too.
Okay, I mean.
But we got to talk about Noah. We ain't going to miss the basketball.
You said Noah Lyles. That's what I thought it was.
Noah Lyles.
He won that trash. He won that 100.
He won that 100. Now I watched sprint. He just started running the 100 like a year or two ago.
Okay.
He's always been a 200, like that's what he's been known for, the 200.
200. And he came in third in the qualifiers.
And I thought he's not winning.
Yeah.
I thought he was holding back.
So did I. I thought it was just like, let me just qualify. Or he came in second, I want to say. I thought he
Yeah,
was
he
like,
came in second in his heat,
in his
third
heat.
Overall, but that
Correct.
COVID jumped up and got him.
But I was like,
that COVID was
he,
on that flight
then
to
I
Paris.
Said, then why are you in this race with the vid?
This is all he got. First of all, the fact that he got third with COVID and asthma.
I would have thought that COVID helped me. I'm like, that must have been that COVID.
Crazy. Also, I'm a big track and field fan. This was the worst Jamaican showing in track I can remember in a long time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which I don't understand.
But Jamaican sprinters?
Usually they dust everybody. Yes. I don't know what they, I don't know if it's the rice and peas. I don't know if it's
the rice and peas.
The carnival bread or the or festival. I surely call it carnival. Or the patties.
Now, you know what Shelly Ann Fraser Pryce now. You heard what happened with her and Sha'Carri.
Yes, they didn't let them in for the practice, for the warm-up.
Why are you changing the rules of Olympic stuff the day after if the rule was one thing? And how these people running as fast as humanly possible, they need time to get to that level.
And I think it was like a mile walk to get to the other entrance.
Can you imagine having to do an unplanned mile walk and then not be able to warm up and then run with people who've been warming up and is the fastest the earth has?
First of all, Shelly... she didn't owe me nothing else. The fact that you are here at the Olympics and you grown.
Fourth.
Grown.
She 37 for a sprinter?
Grown. Okay?
What?
Because at 37, I was running like I was 67. So the fact that she is still in competing form, I am blown away.
Can't believe it. And I wanted to see her.
I did.
She's one of my favorites. Sharika Jackson had to pull out.
But real quick, Sha'Carri, I've been in that baby's corner since she was had the weed thing going on. Fan of hers. And everybody's like, she got to stop talking all that mess. That's when I said, I would talk mess if I was in the Olympics knowing I was going to be dead last. I am so proud of her. Proud of her. A second place medal that she got in the 100.
She got that silver.
Yes, for her first time in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So proud of her. Look at, let me see you behind me as I cross the finish line. Thank
you. 4x1 gold.
Gold.
And the picture of that moment.
I think everybody wants to have that moment in life.
Yeah, but I can't do that stuff.
You got to come up with it in another way. You do it. You do it now.
What? Run?
Absolutely not.
No.
You know that's not what I meant. I meant metaphorically, nigga. We both know that's not happening.
Imagine though, Angel. Imagine being as fast as Sha'Carri when the world's fastest is ahead of you, and you not only catch them, you blow past them to the point where you can look at them and still win.
If I look. First of all, pulled the muscle. Second of all, I've fallen. My lace front is now skidded. My skin is on the track, okay? All the focus has to be on forward movement and not falling. Adding any extra piece to the pie?
You pulled a muscle and your wig was on the track.
Oh, yeah. You know that type of fall where your bottom half curls above you? That's the type of that. That is the type to the point that I was in first. Now I'm in last because everybody has already passed me. That's what's going to happen. But I think everybody wants that moment in life to be able to be at such a skill at whatever you're doing that the people who were your competitors, you're able to look at them and be like, you not catching me.
And also as the person who she's looking at, what you going to do? I'm running as fast as I can.
I'd be like, don't look at me. I would be so mad. Just go ahead and beat me. Don't do all that extra looking.
Because now you got to see me at the finish line.
Once I stop throwing up and I catch my breath, I'm going to choke your ass out. Usain used to do it. Listen, Usain, I didn't call him Jordan. Naya Jordan Neal.
Usain used to do that. Watching him. Now, mind you, I watched Michael Johnson in 96, and I was like, okay, there's nobody ever is going to be as fast as he. Uh-huh. There's just nobody. Mm-hmm. Watching Usain Bolt, I was like, he is not human.
Well, one, he was tall, which ain't right.
It's not right.
It's not right. Where are them little short 5'9" niggas that are supposed to be out here? And he going to be tall.
6'5".
You're not supposed to have that type of muscle. You're not supposed to have the twitch fiber. Mm-hmm. No, that's for the little ones that can be wound up like little. You're not supposed to do that tall. That's not fair.
And he used to have terrible starts. Because it takes a minute to get all them muscles. They got to go brain all the way down to 6 feet to toes?
Yes.
That's my body. Brain. 6 feet, brain be like, go. Feet be like, huh? We said go. Oh, okay. But I'll once go. He got to going, did you see the pictures of the distance he used to be winning by?
Yes.
It would be like, how? And I feel so bad for Tyson Gay.
I was about to say, Tyson Gay, who I ran track with.
Really?
Yeah, we went to Lafayette High School together. I was on track team with Tyson.
And y'all was warming up together?
Yes.
You and Tyson?
Me, Tyson, his sister Tiffany.
Why you couldn't? What happened?
Let me tell you. They were like, Angel, you should do the long distance because you got the stamina. And I said, give me that heavy ass ball. And that's what I'm going to do. I said,
this is me.
Yes. I said, this give me. I would be so pissed. The coach would be like, y'all, pace Angel. Angel, we trying to get you on that 400, the 800. I said, give me the ball and give me the disc because I'm not. So I would warm up with them and that would be it. And they were like, Angel, we really think I was like, and I need you to stop thinking.
Watching you, Angel, at 44 years old, breaking all kinds of records after four children.
Yes. Yeah, there's no. I had even had asthmatic problems since I was younger, but I was like, that asthma gonna come back. Y'all not gonna make me do it.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no, seeing Tyson run, and Tyson was great. I felt so bad about his just running career.
Tyson Gay?
Yes.
He just was, that's just terrible timing for him.
Terrible timing. Terrible every time.
The worst time ever.
I was just like, yes, go love your general. Oh, no.
You say Bolt has done something. No, 9.79. He's doing this. And Tyson Gay's like, if I would have trained with Angel, I could.
If I would have been like, we're going to get these pit bulls out here on you. Okay? And they going, yeah, him and his sister, Tiffany, love her to death, had the biggest butt ever. That butt must have had nitrous in it. Because when I tell you, that baby was fast as hell. They were both fast as hell. I didn't know he was going to be Olympic fast.
Right.
And she wouldn't have kids, and that'll slow you down. That'll put them bricks in your feet. He, on the other hand, I'm telling you, killed it. But while we're talking about performing at peak, you know, peak with your performance, there we go. Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? I was 13 years old.
Really?
Uh-huh. Just entering Lafayette High School, about to become a track star, but I didn't. Well, women belong in scientific research because they are essential. Ritual knows that, and they conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their essential for women 18+ multivitamin to assess its efficacy. The results, it decreased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. I actually love Ritual. We keep our Ritual in our kitchen to make it very easy for us to be able to take in the morning. I take the women's 18+. It is super duper easy. Take two capsules a day. That's it. That's the easy thing to add to your routine. And it is super duper, super duper gentle on an empty stomach. There's 9 key nutrients with 2 delayed capsules. And the delay absolutely makes it the optimal position to be able to absorb in your body. It has a minty essence. They are vegan, non-GMO, project verified, gluten and major allergen free, certified B Corp, made traceable. Ritual is a female founded B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of people in our planet. No more shady business. Ritual Essentials for Women 18+ is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
Start Ritual and add Essential for Women 18+ to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/crew with a K.
Crew with a K.
For 25% off. But yeah, it was so crazy because we are, I think, used to we are used to seeing Jamaica dominate in a way that is just like everybody else. Just you all try for second and yes. third place.
America hadn't won, I think, since don't quote me on this, but it was like
20 years.
For the 100
men. Yeah, the 100 men. It's been a while.
Yeah, listen, it was Usain. I remember Tyson was running good. Justin Gatlin was running good. Oh, who's the boy with the braids from Jamaica? Oh, he was right there with Usain. Johan Blake.
Johan Blake
would be all up in there all the time. Therefore, by one team would be good. The Jamaican women, always was good. The last 20 years, like you were saying, it was always U.S. and Jamaica, but Jamaica had had that. I mean, when Usain was running, it was like...
It was just like, I mean...
Until he stops doing this, he's going to win these.
I think there was one time in, like, the world that Tyson was actually able to, like... Yep. There was that one time where we were like, yes! And then Usain was like, that's it. That's all you getting. So I'm glad for you, but that's it. But I didn't realize Jamaica would be such sore losers. I was looking at posts.
We had the... It was the Diaspora Wars.
They were so mad because obviously the time for Noah Wildes, is that his last name?
Lyles.
That too. Noah Wildes was on ER.
That's your friend.
No, he wasn't on there when I was on there. Noah Lyles.
I can't even laugh at you because it'd be happening to me. Yeah. It's just still funny.
Yeah, it's like,
your brain is like, that was wrong.
That was wrong. I was like, what is right? Tell me.
Noah's Ark.
No, that's him.
The Bible.
And that man from Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Don't remember his name. They had the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
The man's foot over the line, but Noah's chest over the line. Noah's feet not over the line, Noah's chest.
That's why the track do that.
Yes, and old dude did not do that. He did foot. He just did foot. And they were like, he stole that. And I'm like, no, those the rules. Those the rules. I said, I would do that. 10 seconds behind everybody.
Let me just get it going early.
Yeah. They were like, it actually slowed her down. She would have crossed.
Angel, for whatever reason, she's doing this at 60 meters.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were so.
Oh, Keyshawn Thompson. He was good, too. From the.
To say they don't like him because he's cocky, that's the lie. They're all these. Usain was cocky as hell.
Yeah, he. Let me tell you what. Noah's biggest mistake. Usain was cocky. He didn't talk trash, though, like that to me. He was cocky was after the race. I was a big fan of this. I used to beat my kids in races at the time that I could, and I would do this. Noah, it felt like out of nowhere. It wasn't really out of nowhere. I feel like the finals had happened, and he was like, world champions of what? The United States? And from that moment, people were like, I don't like you. Because he was arguing that the NBA, winners of the NBA finals are not world champions. That they should be called United States champions, right? Did we talk about, I feel like we talked about this.
No.
We didn't?
No.
We didn't?
Not here.
But it was a humongous kerfuffle. Like, well, the NBA has the best players, but technically, they're not the world. By default, one would imagine that no other team in the world could beat the NBA team, but technically, they haven't beaten everybody. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, not even for whatever reason, I can see exactly why people were like, nigga, why are you going at NBA players? In my lifetime, very few track athletes have ever had the fame of NBA NFL soccer player.
Of course.
There's a few. FloJo. People still talk about her and post pictures of her. Michael Johnson.
She was
Usain.
Gorgeous in them nails.
And that leg sleeve.
The leg sleeve, the hair, the nails. She was a fashionista.
FloJo, Jackie Joyner Kersee.
Ah.
You know, Allison Felix. Felix. See?
I done did it. She was over at that Heritage Christian. That's where she went to school.
Oh,
did she really?
Yeah, they named their track after her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Who was Marion Jones who was on steroids?
She was on some sort of drug. Allegedly. I don't know if it was steroids. No,
they got her.
No, I don't know.
She was in that Balco thing with Barry Bonds.
And also, I knew somebody else who was on her 4x1 team.
Really?
My pro fight.
You could have had a different life. If you didn't choose acting, Lolo Jones. But anyway.
What I'm saying, athlete, okay, yes. Cocky, yes. This is what they said about Sha'Carri. See, because she talked too much. Athletes talk, a lot of athletes, not all, talk a bunch of shit.
Because I'm better than almost, literally, if you win the 100 in the Olympics, they call you the fastest man or woman in the world.
Yeah. I mean, even if your time is not the fastest time.
Yes. If you won that race, because apparently Sha'Carri had run a faster time, but you win that race in the Olympics, you're the fast. You ain't racing with everybody else in the world, though.
No, at the Worlds, she did.
No, I'm talking about either Olympic. You still ain't race everybody in the world. Some people don't have no money to go in the Olympics. There's a nigga in Thailand might be going crazy right now, but he ain't got no shoes. So
and nobody, no passport. He can't go nowhere.
He can't go nowhere. So are you really the world, or are you just people who had money being the Olympics?
Hey, very, very true.
You don't even know.
Regardless, everybody's ego is eventually going to catch up to them. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It was just, y'all lost this race. Mm-hmm. That's what happened, regardless of his mouth. Y'all lost the 100.
We lost 100.
That's what it is. We lost it all the time.
We lost it
all the time.
Year after year.
All the time we lost it.
It's the same loss.
Right. Same loss.
We lost it all the daggone time.
Yeah.
So when people are like, oh, it's because he talks too much shit. Not every athlete, but there have been several that talk a lot of crap.
Yes.
And it just is a part of how they get themselves to do whatever it is they need to do. I'm telling you right now, y'all better be glad I don't do any type of athletic type of competition, because I would talk smack. Being ranked 99 out of 100.
I'm better than the rest of y'all.
200. I bet you bitches tired of looking at the back of my head. That's what will be me.
Exactly. Let me go back. Last Olympics, so Noel Lyles won the 100 this year.
Yeah.
Marcel Jacobs, the black man from Italy, won in 2020. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Fred Curley came in second. 2016, Usain Bolt. 2012, Usain Bolt. 2008, Usain Bolt.
Come on.
The last American to win 100 before Noel Lyles, 2004, Justin Gatling.
I remember Justin.
20 years ago.
Yes. So you the person to break the curse of a 20-year slump. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be mad
sorry.
At you for talking crap. I'm not going to hate you for that. Now, yes, then when you come in a terrible spot for everything else, I'll be like, well, you look dumb. But I'm not going to take away that 100 just because you talk smack. That's just silly.
I wanted him to win. I wanted him to do the double. But when I was watching it, he did not. He would not do. Let me look at the women. Gabby Thomas. Before that, Elaine Temple. Forgot about Elaine. Elaine was 2020 and 2016. Allyson Felix, the last American before Gabrielle, was 2012. Before that, Jamaica. Before that, Jamaica. Before that, 2000 was the Bahamas. Caribbean people going to produce some sprinters.
It's the sun. Did you see
the St. Lucian girl?
Of course I did. So proud of her.
She was in the semifinals with Sha'Carri. And I said, whew. I don't know. And then the final, it was the same way.
Well, first of all, I've never seen someone come out of the blocks that perfectly.
Yeah.
Sha'Carri's like come out is kind of wide.
She's. I just read the 200 for the women. Elaine Thompson, Shelly-Ann Fraser, back to 2008.
Jesus.
America, the last American, the last American person to win the 100 in the Olympics was Gail Devers in 96.
Wow. And I remember that name.
Me too.
I remember Big that Gail. Name.
I remember, man. That was
Gail
crazy.
Gail won 96, 92 float.
You were what, three?
Float. Yeah, I watched it. What do you mean?
He was like, I was there.
Flojo was 88.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that Alfred, the way that baby came out of those blocks, I said.
Strong.
I said, it's like she did this. Like, how did it was like come out? First, I still don't understand how people are able to come out of the blocks.
I have tried that for a lot of, I've never felt more dumb than setting up blocks.
Trying to come, really?
Well, you know, Melissa's a track athlete. Yeah. So I used to be at the practices. I would go to the side and set them blocks up and practice. You talk about, nope, that's not it. Because, you know, they'd be their head down, yeah. For like 7-8 paces a lot of times. Mm-hmm.
Not if you, what's his face? Quincy Hall, you going to hit it like this. If we can't start a race like this, if you don't let me start like this, I'm not racing. Everybody get the hell up, and we're starting like this.
Sha'Carri, she has great closing speed, but Julianne said you won't have a chance.
If Sha'Carri could come out of the blocks like Alfred, there's a possibility, but her like pop, she's like this for a while before it becomes this.
Yeah,
that baby is already.
That girl was looking good.
It was beautiful.
I'm talking about, and I'm not a coach, but I don't watch a lot of track. Form wise, I said, yeah, that race is over. Yeah, the separation was too great.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the country. Can you imagine winning your country's first medal ever?
And it's a gold.
And it's gold?
That I would have cried so hard. I would have been crying as I realized I was crossing.
Angel!
I would have cried. I was so, yes. So what happened with the 4x1? Did they just get their thing taken away? Because I was like, please say that's an old article.
I think they got disqualified. Carl Lewis was on Twitter. He's so pissed off at USA Track and Field for the 4x1. Apparently, they have not been doing well for a while.
So Tyson's last time he ran the damn Olympics, okay? The 4x1, the men's 4x1, I don't remember. It looked like they crossed first or second or something like that. But I'm realizing the announcers, as we're watching it, they're not talking about the men's U.S. Team. They're talking about Jamaica. And me and Marcus are both like, get out of Jamaica's ass. Let's talk about these men just did this. So they're about to interview Tyson, right? They're about to interview Tyson. And you know how they have to wait. They have to look up to see what it is.
Yeah.
So there the guy's like, so you all came out. Tyson's like, yes. He just walks off because he sees that his teammate then handed off outside of the god dag on like zone that you have. When I tell you I just wanted to turn off the TV and go to bed. I said, you could what? Let's, how?
I'm going back to see the last time the US won 4x1 gold. It was 2000.
They just can't do it. What did they place
they
first?
They didn't even who?
This year cuz they
no, Canada won.
Oh, what did the okay, so it was the an men. Old article. No, I'm saying Marcus was like, they said something about the men's 1x4 today. And I was like, wait, did they win? And then men's
US. I'm talking about Jamaicans in 2012 and 2016. They were
listen, I get Jamaica man. Does a lot of things well. God, and one of them things that they do well, let me tell you, is run.
They gonna put them fast people out there.
Listen.
Now, let's talk basketball. I watched maybe one of the greatest basketball games I ever seen with my own eyes when Serbia was playing the United States.
I wish that was the final game because I felt like it was the beginning of the Third World War.
Never the third one.
Josh, it was. I have never been able to root for Steph Curry.
Oh, man, it felt so good.
I love and respect Steph, but he goes against the people that I'm rooting for.
I saw a TikTok, and they were like, I get it.
Oh, my God. Isaiah does not like Steph. He's a Warriors hater. You need hate and a love. Mm-hmm. For this day, in this Olympics only, he was like, man, it felt so good. That man, he hit 4 threes in a row. That last disgusting. Three, he threw up. He was double teamed. I said, why would you even? Oh, my God. Actually, I ain't going to hold you. At that point, you remember NBA Jam?
Yeah.
When he was on fire? It was like, if they don't block it, it's going in.
It's going in.
And not barely going, rattled
it's
in. What it is.
Josh.
It is just.
Can you imagine being so good at something that you can pass to Kevin Durant or LeBron James, or you can shoot it with two people on you, and you say, me shoot ball, it go in. Angel, he did this to them, and it finally felt good. Nweet, nweet, nigga.
I was listening to the Jenkins and Jones podcast, Friends of the Pod, and somebody commented that it felt like what men's fan fiction would be.
Oh,
and it was just
hilarious.
Such a perfect description because of the passes between KD to Bron to Steph.
It healed my inner child.
I didn't know I needed this.
This is what you do with your video games. You know, I would put all the best people on one team, and now I'm going to play with that team. To watch that team, first of all, LeBron James is 39, I believe. He's turning 40 this year.
Oh, and
full gray beard, dad strength. He still should not be one of the best players, and he is.
And he is gloating it. Too small? I was like, why not? This man, he was. The way that they were going back and forth with Serbia, I was like, I've never disliked a team so much. They drew something out of me that I was just like, finish them.
Oh, my.
Never finish them.
Them Serbians were shooting the lights out, though. Them Serbian niggas, I said, Stop it!
And they were going at Melo on the sideline, man.
Bogdanovich.
Whoa.
That's his name, Bogdanovich.
It is. It didn't sound like
you Bogdanovich.
No, it's definitely sound Bogdan like
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, you better put them teeth in front of that. Because that bitch was coming out real loud. I told Marcus yesterday, I don't think men's basketball should be in the Olympics.
There was a discussion about this the timeline. Somebody said if the Olympics is not the pinnacle of your sport, that sport should not be in the Olympics.
That is exactly what I said. I'm so glad I'm not alone.
I disagree with you, by the way.
Go ahead.
What's your reason?
Well, because in almost every other sport, but in a lot of the sports that we watch in the Olympics is the pinnacle.
Yes.
As we all know, U.S. basketball, the NBA, is the pinnacle of basketball.
Yes.
Period. There is no reason to even pretend like any other competition overseas is going to, like, compare.
1,000%.
So you have some people who, I mean, that's not the case this year. This year they were like, oh, we gonna tear your ass up. Mm-hmm. But in previous years, folk did not care.
I think it's changing, though. And I think that's why I almost agree with, I would have agreed with you had I'd not seen this year's tournament with how good other teams are getting because their players are now coming over.
Well, that's always, as Marcus was trying to point out the same thing, he was like, you know, the U.S. does recruit from outside mm-hmm. of the U.S. for players. Mm-hmm. Yes, but them players is coming to play NBA basketball.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not.
So for me, I feel like if it ain't going to be the thing that makes the athletes want to perform at their highest level, if it's like I'm
within
just doing
their
this.
Own within their own country regardless of professional or not,
I see that. It's just like mm-hmm. because then we have to wait until is it this the year that y'all gonna care
I would tell them don't take the contracts though because they definitely do it for the money. I'm not mad at it, but like the next few Olympics, I think France is going to be a crazy powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. Victor Wembanyama.
I believe it.
After KD and LeBron are aged out. And Steph. Oh, yeah.
None of them are going to be playing.
They're
going to
be what
time.
The U.S. was doing
so question for years. Then, if all of the best, okay, so all mm-hmm. of the Titans that we have, let's say they've retired, right? Mm-hmm. And whoever the best are from the NBA, if they're like, we are going to come together and represent the United States of America, do you really think there is a team foreign that could definitively beat them? I think the best.
Wait, Olympics?
I think so right now. I think Serbia should have beat them.
Yeah, I think they almost lost to France too.
They didn't. U.S. didn't take a lead until, the last 5 minutes of the game?
They were
and
down.
And you felt like everybody was playing at their highest level.
Absolutely. I think so.
I think what happened. Now, and here's the other thing about this. If Yugoslavia was still a country, one united country.
Big Yugs.
Then they could have had Jokic and Luka Doncic. The only reason they're, I think he's playing for Slovenia Luka? And Jokic playing for Serbia. If they was all Yugoslavian.
These words are so crazy.
It would have been a big...
Yeah, like he has a cold and you're trying to get the phlegm.
Get
that phlegm up out of there. It's a lot.
But here's what the U.S. This is why the U.S. almost... When they lose, it's... The thing about basketball, you can throw a talented team together, but if you have a team that has played together and has chemistry, a lot of times chemistry can beat talent. Because if you're in a rhythm, you know each other, like...
Of course.
You can have a bad game.
That. I can believe it.
The United States team was basically like, okay, we're losing. Kevin Durant, LeBron, Steph Curry, you guys are the only people playing now.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of y'all, defend, do rebounds. Steve Kerr, shut your mouth up.
I'm sick of him.
Carmelo Anthony was coaching from the other side. He's doing this. They looking at Melo. He's not the coach. They said, Steve, sit your white behind down and shut up.
I didn't listen to Melo.
Yeah, Golden State fans are like, now you know what it's like to be us because we love Steph and we hate Steve Kerr. So I agree. Like the talent was overwhelming, but that's what like the Spurs, they used to be like having great chemistry. They didn't always have the best players. They have at least one Hall of Fame player, but they had great chemistry. And that's what them doggone South Sudan almost beat the United States with good chemistry. Serbia. Okay.
So what if this, sorry to cut you off, but what if this, cool. What if you take the champions of the NBA finals and they are just plugged in
to the
some of them,
I think
they
actually probably have a better chance of winning.
That's what I'm saying. If you're talking about chemistry,
yeah, because they
as a team.
Wait, are they playing like Serbia? Like the Celtics would play the Serbia.
Some of those players would be on the other teams, though.
Now, this is what you agreed to do. If you win the NBA Finals, okay. You win this championship.
You can't have both.
Yeah, you plan the Olympics for as the your U.S. team. As your, if you are
so let's
the
take
US
this
team.
Year, for example, because the Celtics don't have, I think Porzingis might be the only player that wasn't American on their starting five. Because mm-hmm. they had three players on there, right? They had Jason Derek Tatum. White, Tatum, and Jrue Holiday on the Olympic team.
They barely played.
Yeah, Jason Tatum, he did what I did.
He ate those words. He was like, all right, guys.
Him and Tyrese Halliburton did the same thing, but only one was the story. Halliburton was just like, this is crazy. I know I'm not playing. Right.
Great trip to Paris.
He's like, LeBron, KD.
I know I'm not playing.
Yeah.
He had a picture of a medal. He said, when you get an A+ on the group project, but you didn't do nothing. Like,
did he really?
Yeah. That's fantastic. Bro, there was no story about him. No, also, he didn't just win the finals. It was a bigger reason because the Celtics just won the finals.
He's MVP, right?
No. Jason Tatum was MVP. They left him off. And they brought Derek White on, which I understand. Friend of the pod. But anyway, to answer your question, I think it would be tougher because you needed the best of the whole United States to win against these people. That team didn't have – the Celtics would not have LeBron and KD.
Correct.
So I don't know if they beat Serbia, the whole Serbian team, the way they played. Like, if you don't have LeBron and KD, you lose that game. You almost lost it with them, so you for sure lose without them, in my humble opinion.
Uh-huh. I see.
Anyway,
but yeah,
the women too.
Oh yeah,
the women was not. That was not supposed to be close. The women was supposed to be.
It was a 1-point game.
Nigga,
man.
Gabby Williams stepped. I was watching that at an airport in Orlando, eating chicken tenders. I had to buy chicken tenders. Huh?
You didn't take the boat back? Why not, man? You paid for it.
No.
Okay.
I couldn't get off that boat fast enough.
You used to get me off of here. Women was how many games they play in the Olympics?
I think it's like eight. I think they like three okay, that's to win to the goal to win if
that
you go to the gold medal
because they do what four in seeding and then the
it's
tournament.
It's like four.
It's four for the
in
seeding.
The group play. Yeah, and then the knockout round. Six. I think it's maybe seven. It might be seven games total.
I don't know the exact, but I remember it was a few.
Yeah,
before the tournament.
Yeah, but Asia Wilson was balling,
of course,
and
she does that every day.
She is so good. At basketball.
Is she so tall?
She is.
She don't seem tall, but then you should get by regular size folk and it's just like, what are you doing up there, baby?
Get down from there.
Yeah, if they would have lost Caitlin Clark fans, I shudder at the thought of what they would have.
If you would have victor,
were there any rookies on the U.S. team? Okay,
that would have been a whole thing.
No, they didn't have no rookies on there. Diana Taurasi was the person they said Caitlin Clark could have taken her place. I didn't watch. I only watched the women's gold medal game. I could never catch any of their games. I don't think Diana Taurasi even played in that game.
We had the four screens up. Most of the Olympics.
That was cool. I like that feature.
Peacock did. I was watching. That's all I did on the boat. That last week, nigga, I can't tell you how much Olympic stuff I watched. I was watching horses, which that shouldn't
First
be.
First of all, I thought you were doing the breakdancing.
the two-step they got?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. How do they teach them to do that? Now lift, drop.
That's
get
what
the
they
horses
said.
Out of here. That ain't not, the horse should win the medal.
That's what ChatGPT also said that I could compete in is equestrian. They were like, then you don't really have to.
You from Kentucky. That's in your blood.
Horses cost a lot of money, though.
They do. You got the horses
Andrew,
over there?
You got it.
I got it, yeah. Me and that horse.
Where the horses be? I've never seen a horse on a plane.
Is it special planes
for the horses? Or they be at the bottom?
I think it's a boat. Yes, but
they boat them.
They gotta send them out.
I think so.
Also, the surfing was in Tahiti. What?
Oh, was it really?
What are we doing?
Surfing?
Well, they gotta get the kids out of that river because they kept getting sick.
Did you see that was doodling in that river and then people swam in it?
They said they cleaned it, but it rained like the day before.
You know how you clean doodle water?
There is floaters in that river right now.
How you clean doodle water, Josh?
I don't understand why they don't just do like a wave pool for the surfing so that they can like control the waves.
That would be good.
So they could control it.
Air Horse One was the horse play.
Genius. So good.
They fly the horses. The horses be in there drinking ginger ale?
Why is that the drink to get?
It is
the drink to get.
You
on
know
the
I done Googled it. Apparently, back in the day when ginger ale was made with real ginger, it tasted more, the like altitude made the ginger be more crispier. Stop it, Kevin. Josh, I Googled this because I'm like, why would I get to gate 37B? I'd be like, boy, when I sit down, bring me that ice cold ginger ale. I don't know what it is. And you know, in other countries, they drink like tomato juice. I've seen an ad for that.
When we were flying to Paris, they were giving us the most random type of juices.
French people love drinks.
When we flew on British Airways, somebody ahead of, or like in the road ahead of us, ordered tomato juice.
Yeah. So when I was in Europe one time, and their whole thing is like, when you fly, you got to have tomato juice. And I was like, y'all ain't got no juice.
You want me to shit on myself too? What else are we doing?
I'll throw up like that Caesar salad.
Throw up
right on the back of this seat.
Also, throwing up is crazy.
It's so aggressive.
Your body is like, get this out of here. And your mouth, your throat is going to hurt. Your stomach's going
to
hurt.
Oh, you can't hold it in. You try to hold it in, you will literally doo-doo.
Josh, I ate the Caesar. And you know, like, when your mouth starts creating all that water, I made it to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is, I had nary a drop of alcohol. I literally, it was like, I had not even a mimosa at breakfast.
No, your body knew you were eating bacteria.
Oh, they said, get this lettuce out of here. We're going to be doing great. When you throw up, you just got to sit down. And it was so funny. Melissa, I'm throwing up. Melissa, this is Melissa. Yeah. Oh,
are you okay? No. I'm with you. Right. When you come out. Poor Cy threw up on the way from Kentucky to L.A., and I wasn't sitting beside him. And when
plane?
Yes. And when I say throw up, everything came out of that baby.
Oh, no.
And it was a late flight, so it was him and Cy and an old white man who can't hear. Aisle. His wife beside me, old white lady, me, Amar. We're knocked out.
Luckily,
little Marcus is behind Cy. He was able to wake him up. And little Marcus got up out of his aisle. He woke me. He said, Cy threw up. And I was like, how bad is it? It was so bad, they had to wake up the old man.
Oh.
They had to clean his seat for like 20 to 30 minutes.
The old man's seat or Kai?
Or Cy's.
Or Cy's seat.
Cy. We had to wrap a blanket around him because he had throw up all across his
head. Did he have a ginger ale?
No, he got over. Let me know. I said, see, y'all be making me
mad. They try
to put the Perry on me, but it wasn't the case. He was like, I got overheated. And I said, that be happening to me. And if you made you want to throw up, he was like, yes. And I said, and then you did. He was like, yes. And he wouldn't have been able to wake up the man to get out the seat because literally the man cannot hear. His wife would be like, Honda baby threw up. He's like,
don't do it, Kevin.
He said, well, I didn't say anything. This is what he said to her.
Okay, that's fair. That's okay.
I didn't say anything.
The way you yelled, your baby threw up.
He's like, she was like, do not take off your mask. That's what she was saying to her husband. And he was so confused.
Oh my God, I felt so
bad for my side. He smelled awful.
Oh, how far into the flight was it?
Oh, we still had about an hour left. We still had an hour left. And if Amar would have been, if he would have allowed me to, I would have put Cy over there with me. But Amar would have been like, I'll kill you both on this plane if you think you're not going
to
sit with me.
He barely let you up. He didn't want Marcus to cut his hair.
Oh, and he was pissed the whole entire.
That face he'd be making. Also, their haircuts look so. What a cool fatherhood.
He loves it.
Bonding thing. That he can do with them. He does a great job cutting their hair.
He does.
And them boys, with that school cut came, I seen Kai came back. He was,
oh yeah,
that boy going to find that camera.
All the time. Kai thinks he is so fine, and I encourage it.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, be that dude. Be that guy.
Be that guy, Kai. It rhymes.
Be that guy, Kai. It rhymes.
Hell yeah. Last part of the Olympics. If you were able to, you already did this. Team Unruly Cousins is hilarious. I don't think there's anything I can do outside of the men's breaking was not the women's breaking, by the way.
Of course.
That was a totally different experience. I don't think there's anything I could do. Somebody tweeted this and I think it's funny. They said every Olympic sport should have one regular person as reference because did you see Katie Ledecky?
Mm-mm.
She's a white woman who has like all the golds and world records. There was a video of her finishing her Olympic race at the end of the pool, and it takes 20 more seconds for the next person to come into frame.
That was like the 4x4. The
distance of 4x4?
Yes, yes.
It seemed like we had something they didn't have. Like that separation when, who was the girl?
I don't remember her name, but it was the girl.
She had the hyphenated last name.
was it Sydney?
I'm not going to be able to help you. Don't even look me in my face to find it. Sydney McLaughlin.
Sydney, it was Sydney. Okay.
McLaughlin Smith.
Her separation.
It was like they were running a different race. You know how there's a bunch of events that happened.
Yes, that's exactly what it looked. Hey, so did the 200 finish over here? Yeah, the track was backwards. Right. She's on a different thing. She's done though.
I said, this is not. Why are they in the same sport with her?
It looked crazy.
It was in freaking sane. Okay, so these are the events that you could do as a 40-year-old, according to ChatGPT. 41.
What's with you and ChatGPT?
Every time I have a question.
You have been, this is like the most ChatGPT you ever.
I'm a ChatGPT-er.
She voted yes on the sex strike.
When did this happen? You weren't a ChatGPT-er before Summer Hours.
Well, once I figured out how to use it. No, I was. Were you?
You've been ChatGPT?
Yes. Anytime I have a complex question where Google is just going to give me some stupid ass website.
Google's AI is, their stuff has been sucking.
I know.
To help find birthday gifts for people.
Wait, you can put that in ChatGPT?
Yes. Oh,
is that how you found out my gift?
It might have been. Let me see.
Really?
Did you say Kevin Fredericks or did you say my friend is this and that and what should I get him?
I put unique. Here we go.
You still have your query.
It saves it as prompts on the side. I'm a GPT-er as well.
Who are you, robots?
This is what you want to hear.
We're creators.
You want to hear what I asked for y'all?
What?
A good 20-year vow renewal gift for a couple who is rich, but you aren't rich.
Did you really put that?
Nigga, yes.
Kev, you're about to go on in a whole rabbit hole. A good 20-year vow renewal
gift for a couple who is rich, but you aren't rich.
You're talking to ChatGPT like it's a friend.
Yeah.
Hey, chat. Get over here. What can I get for the people?
Yes, I use it all the time to generate ideas for myself.
Wow, okay. I jumped all over you. What were you saying?
So I put... So that's how I found Denora's birthday gift. Like, when I'm trying to look for unique gifts and my brain is tapped out. Anyways... I put, what would be the easiest sport for a 40-year-old woman to train in to get into the Olympics? This is what I asked ChatGPT. And it said, qualifying for the Olympics is a significant challenge at any age, but some sports might offer a more feasible pathway for a 40-year-old woman, especially if she has a strong athletic background or is exceptionally dedicated. I'm exceptionally dedicated. That's the part that I needed.
That's true.
Uh-huh. The key is focus on sports that either emphasize skill, strategy, or endurance over pure physical power and speed. Here are a few possibilities. Shooting, rifle, or pistol. I said, I've been saying that. And we got guns, so I can practice. Equestrian.
And Kentucky blood.
Come on. Archery. I said, I'm out.
Why do you think that's just hand shooting?
There's too many things happening.
Yeah, and they got a lot of stuff, too.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And you got to hold your breath, too. I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't hold my breath good. I like breathing.
People hold their breath and they shoot.
Curling.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I need to breathe. Before I be dead. What'd you say?
Curling.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to find a team that's
willing to go. That's winter as well, though.
They just said Olympics. They just, sailing, and I said, I wanted to put, I am not rich, but it's too late. They already
They be understand. Using little boats, though, don't they?
Yeah, but a little boat is still a lot of money.
Angel, you got it.
Okay. All right, kids, go back to public school. And this is the one that I was just like, y'all a damn lie. Golf. Now, while golf does not require a lot of strength, I'm not that dedicated. I want to get kind of good at golf. I'm not trying to be like...
Golf requires a lot of mental toughness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when that stupid ball don't go where you want it to go, how am I supposed to remain calm? I said go here. It's in the water.
Not only that, I didn't get that type of LASIK. I can't see the ball after it's in
they
the
have
air.
They have to train you. When I went with Chance and them golfing in the Bahamas, when I was being quiet for a long time, this didn't happen when I went with you. It was much easier. Them that's it. I'd be like, yeah. Yep. Where was it?
I never.
You can't. What happens, you can't look at the ball. You got to look up.
The sky to start. Is the same color.
This is crazy.
As the ball. So unless they start making these balls red.
They got red ones.
It would have to be. When I was playing with them for the NAACP, they were like, look at that. That's out of there. What is that?
And why does everybody know where it is?
Everybody saw it but me.
I'm like.
And I was like, I'm about to go back to TLC for eyes and be like, fix it for the golf. Make it so that I can track it. TLC.
make it. Hello, fix it for the golf and make it so I can track it.
Because I can't see it. If that pisses me off more than anything, they'd be like, "Oh, Angel, your ball went where?"
The only time I saw my balls when it went to the water, because I can see bloop. I can see bloop. That I know. But when it go into the woods,
I'm about to put air tags on them bitches and be like,
I had taken a whole bunch of practice balls the second day because I was like, I'm not finna go and look for these.
Oh, I would or just pay say for them.
Yeah, I'm not finna do that. I'm not going over there. I'm not good at this sport. That's why when Tiger Woods cheated on his wife, his mental got messed up and he ain't been right.
I can't. I want to get better at golf, but not for the Olympics. So shooting sounds like where I need to be.
You're going to be that turkey dude who had none of the stuff on. He had a hand in his pocket. He was just like, yeah, I'm a part-time, full-time assassin, part-time Olympian. He said I'm a natural shooter. And the other people had bionics and stuff.
That was crazy. Like
what is this?
I don't know.
Looking like Falcons. I want a nigga shoot, though. I want him. That's what I want to be able to do.
I want a nigga shoot.
I want to have my goals in like Quincy Hall. Oh, I want to have on my chains.
Yes.
And then.
And shout out Quincy Wilson. That baby was is a gold medalist at 16. He ran the first leg of the 4x4, I believe, in their opening heat. He's starting high school this week as a gold medalist.
That's so crazy.
That's wild.
16? I thought he was 19.
No, Quincy Wilson is 16. He ran on the, and if you run, you get a medal. He didn't run in the finals, but he's a 16-year-old gold medalist who is going to high school. I think he's from the DMV area. Apparently, a lot of Olympians are from the DMV.
Did you watch?
My goodness, 16 years he's old. From Chesapeake, Virginia.
Did you watch women's soccer?
Off. You said
DMV. I was keeping up with Dennis Rodman's daughter was balling.
Well, they don't talk though. They don't be.
Oh, they don't.
She's trying. I think she. Yeah, it's like. No, I don't think so.
The worm.
But no, she was balling though.
Worm don't talk baby worm.
But I was confused about the coach because the coach is English.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to be. Lot of national teams don't have that.
I didn't know how that works.
Yeah. Soccer, a lot of soccer teams be. They do have a lot of national teams be the same, but it's not that uncommon.
Okay. Because
I've been doing a lot more soccer stuff. It's a lot. But also the men's soccer.
Did they not play?
I didn't see nothing from them. Mm-mm. I don't think men's, to your point, I don't think men's. Send their best players.
That's why I'm like, I don't want those people there.
Because they just did the men's Euros not long ago, and all the best players were in there, and Copa America. But Olympics, I didn't recognize anybody who's currently on a team.
See, the gymnastics, we send the best. We don't be like, oh, ghetto girl who just ain't got nothing to do on Saturday. I want the best of the best, and if y'all don't want to send them.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's why we didn't see them.
Well,
I didn't see anybody from any, like, I didn't see any player I recognized.
Peacock probably skipped the coverage if they weren't.
I also feel like this is another little addition to the Olympics conversation. I also feel like if there isn't an individual version or event inside of that discipline, I also am not here for it.
What do you mean?
So if the discipline is swimming, right?
Uh-huh.
So there's a bunch of different categories underneath the swimming. If there is not at least one individual event inside that discipline, I think it shouldn't be inside the Olympics.
I got lost again.
So, for instance, with basketball, while they had a couple of different variations of basketball, they had the 3-on-3.
Oh, yep.
They had the
5-on-5.
Yeah, and then your regular shit, right? There's no individual.
There's just not like 3-point shooting.
Correct.
So you're saying that should be out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why you want basketball out.
Yeah.
But it was fun to watch.
I feel like that's a game I'll never forget. That Serbia-USA game.
Yeah. Well,
that was my dream team that I just saw.
And it's not going to happen again for another 30 years because they're not going
to
care.
Oh, no, but that's why I'm holding it close to my heart because of that moment.
I don't know who they're going to put on that team next time. I don't know. Then baby better be good.
Was this Simone's last Olympics?
She hasn't said, but I haven't seen a gymnast do 5 Olympics. The next one would be her 5th one, wouldn't it be?
She sat out 1 year, right?
She left early from Tokyo, but she did compete.
She did complete, okay.
No, maybe it would be her 4th. What is it, Patreon? Yeah, this is a yappy episode, Markayla. We ain't been in each other's face in a while. We just chopping it up.
I didn't see Josh. I haven't seen Kevin in forever.
What y'all was doing? Hanging out?
We went and had breakfast.
Where? At breakfast.com?
In the city where he lived. Me and the children and the dog and Marcus and
they went camping,
and Mara.
And they saw
Yeah, we went glamping up north.
That's That's what I could do. I'm wrong, Angel. It's 2016 was her first Olympics. Rio.
16. So this was her third.
Done three.
Yeah. So it would be her four. I don't have Olympic women done four?
I don't know. Because they're you retire out of the Olympics pretty especially for gymnastics pretty young. Yeah. But I still feel like she would still be balling.
I think she could do one more.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's only if she wants
one more time.
She might decide she wants to focus on something else. She might be like, she's also one of the
few that is like such a big star. She don't need to compete no more.
Right. She's like Michael
Phelps level. You know what I'm saying? Like you
are nothing else to prove.
Nothing else. You know, she's like 4'8".
I know. She looks
little. I mean, gymnasts are little though.
But you can't tell because they're all little. Because
they're all little.
No, when I realized she was really that small, there was a picture of her hugging Gabby. Douglas?
Thomas? Oh.
Is that her name?
Douglas, the gymnast? Or
yeah. Good. Gabby Douglas. It was an old picture.
Dougie?
Yeah, teach me how to Dougie. And she towered over Simone.
Gabby Douglas did?
Yes.
Wow.
Towered. And I was like, Gabby's not tall.
Right.
So if you look really short compared to Gabby, that lets me know you are Baby Yoda.
Real quick, and we're going to go. We got other stuff for the bonus. My niece was a gymnast, okay, Jada. She broke her leg doing gymnastics, and she was at the wedding. And I was like, are you going to go back to gymnastics? She said, no, I'm done with this. I said, why? She said, I broke my leg. I don't.
That's how my little brother was with soccer. She blew his ACL. He's like, what soccer ball?
Her mom said, do I have to go back? She was like, no, she said, I quit this now.
Yeah.
Because I have a broken leg from this. I don't want broken legs. So I'm done. I said, you know what? Quit more things.
Listen.
You should quit. If something broke my leg.
Quit more.
I'm done with this.
The cousin that I went, whose wedding I went to in the Dominican Republic, she was a gymnast all of our growing up life. So when I would stay with them for the summer, I would also be in gymnastics with her. And I just knew my cousin was going to go to the Olympics. And I knew I wasn't. Because when I would be in practice with her and the stuff that they would do, I was like, why is this so hard for me? But I don't remember why she quit, but now she's a doctor. So I feel like she picked the better path for herself.
Quick, and I'm going to be done because you said this doctor thing. Do you know Dude Perfect has a 30 for 30?
Dude Perfect?
What's Dude Perfect? Yes.
Dude Perfect is them five white dudes who blew up doing trick shots.
Okay.
They have a 30 for 30. We watched it on the cruise. That's how much time I had on my hands.
Interesting.
That's a Netflix series, 30 for 30?
30 for 30 is an ESPN documentary.
They gave FaZe Clan, the gamers, they gave them one too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So Dude Perfect had another dude was in there at the beginning, and he was like, we're not making no money. I'm going to go be a doctor now. And they're like, bro, but we might make it. He was like, yeah, but I'm going to be a doctor. Dang. And I thought he came back and was a part of the company, and he was like, no, I've been practicing medicine for like the last 50 years. Do you know Dude Perfect's next venture? They are building, they are preparing to build a $200 million amusement park.
I was about to say it's going to be an amusement park.
In Dallas, which is like basically a family fun center.
That kind of money is making my stomach hurt. That's crazy.
I said the fact that y'all were able to secure financing for something that is $200 million.
Aside from your life's expenses.
Aside from that, they have the tour, they have the show, they have the merch, they have Nerf stuff, and now they're building a $200 million
amusement park
that, and you started from YouTube videos?
It's insane.
What is even the world? What are we talking about?
With $200 million, what you building?
A media empire. I'm not building no physical building stuff. I'm going to be having movies. Did you see? And we're going to talk. I was going to say this for the bonus. Did y'all see Tyler's movie, Divorce in Black?
No, I never got to watch it because they won't let me see it overseas. So I didn't watch when I got back.
Variety just put out an article about it. We're going to talk about this on the bonus. It is the single biggest driver of subscriptions in Amazon Prime's history.
Well, I can believe that. I can believe that. Single Tyler is biggest- not a joke.
Has like the all kind of crazy watch time. I said, Tyler, that's why they're going to hand that man the money every time.
Dang.
Because it works. You hear me? It works. All right. We love y'all. Bonus. Hilarious. Kiki Jones said, I thought Kev said a meat empire. Hilarious. We'll see y'all Friday. Good, good. Friday. Regular You're not going time. Out of town?
I'm here.
Doesn't it feel so good to just be regular again? Friday, 9:15 for the bonus. Everybody else, will see you next week. Bye. And this was a long episode because we miss y'all. It was 2 hours.
Get in. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for ya. Fire. Here's another banger for ya. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.